What branch of the service did you go into?
Navy.
In the Navy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where did you have your basic training in the Navy?
In Great Lakes.
What state is that?
That's in Illinois, Chicago.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do in the Navy? What was your specialty?
Well, I was in missiles for one while. Then I was considered as a coxswain, you know, in most of the field. And I was two field I was in.
Mm-hmm. How long did you stay in there?
I stayed in 7 years.
7 years? Mm-hmm. And did you come right back to Troy when you got out?
Yes, you know, I came back to Troy, you know, at that.
When you were in the Navy, did you get a chance to do much traveling around? Did they send you different places in the country?
Mm-hmm.
Which states did you go through or were you in when you were in the Navy? Can you remember?
States here in America.
In the country.
Yeah. Well, nothing. I was in Chicago, California, mm-hmm. Florida, and Australia, Philippines. Okinawa, Japan, several places there, Canada, mm-hmm. State of Washington.
Did you spend any great length of time in any of those places or more time in one particular place than you did anywhere else?
Yes, in the state of Quonset Point, Rhode Island. I stayed there for a while, about 18 months. And Okinawa, I stayed there quite a bit of time. Spent a lot of time. That was shore duty. And in Florida, I stayed there a few months, 4 months. And then on the ships, like we go into different places, like in Australia. We would go in and maybe stay, maybe Perth. That was if we instantly went there. We stayed there for maybe about 3 days. Mm-hmm. L.A., we would stay there maybe about 2 or 3 days. And then we left and maybe go to Yokosuka, Japan. We stay there for maybe about 2 weeks or so, mm-hmm. you know, for ship upkeeping, different things in there.
Yeah. Did you have much shore leave in places like that? Did they give you much time off to just do what you wanted to do?
Oh yeah, you know, you have your time, you'd be in sections, you know, section 1, 2, 3, or 4. And except for instance in Hong Kong, like we would have just one duty section, another 3 years off to do everything you want to do, you know, maybe that for several days or something.
How'd you like Hong Kong?
Well, I didn't stay in Hong Kong too long. Because I think we was there and we had to leave out that night. We didn't stay out with the given time that we were supposed to be in there because I was doing the time of the Vietnam thing and we had to pull out that night, you know. It was 5 to 1 and they told us, had everybody off and we had to go back. But the time I was there, I think I was there for about 1 day on leave. Well, not on leave, you would say, you know, my time off.
Yeah.
And I just got 1 day there. Well, that's hard, but you know, it was okay. You know, just a different environment and everything. It was okay.
Was there one particular foreign country that you really liked or preferred of the ones that you traveled in? One that really appealed to you?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Australia.
You liked Australia?
Mm-hmm.
You said you went to what part of Australia?
LA and Perth.
What was it about Australia that appeals to you?
The scenery and the way the people treat you, you know. I mean, they, you know, the communication you could have. You know, like we went in and they came aboard ship and you know, we take them around like open house. And, you know, show them different things, part of the ship. You know, what was exposed to them, and then they would invite different. Sailors, you know, to the house, and they gave us a party there.
Is that right?
Yeah, they gave us a welcome party scene, and all of this. They was, you know, it was very nice and kind, you know what I mean? Giving the ship party, so that's when I chose Australia. I'm talking about that's all of the fellas on the ship, you know. You had different places, and they just welcomed us, and it's just really beautiful, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice. Did you have any trouble getting used to that Australian accent? take any time to pick that up, or?
Well, yeah, yeah, definitely, you know. Yeah, that was maybe about the second place I hit, you know, after leaving overseas, you know. I was